you watch a lot of porn? Is that your thing?
Not really. I want some.
Right. What's your fantasy? I mean, you want to have sex with a woman? Do you have anything kinky in mind?
Yeah, kinky. Mine. I don't know.
Uh-oh. What are you up to?
What's going on in that funky mind of yours?
You know, dominating.
Oh, I think that can be easily done.
Right. I think any time you're with a woman, it'll be a domination situation.
That's right.
This is Under the Fireplace Radio. Today, we are going to discuss modern literature and what effects it may have upon the generations to come.
You're listening to Under Fire Radio.
Well, welcome to Under Fire Radio. This is episode 12. Today is the 20th. Yes, today is the 20th. Sunday, March 20th. And you know, for anybody who listens to the show on a weekly basis, you know what that is. Today is Steak and Blowjob Day. So guys, you won't get it till tomorrow, but that's beside the point. So have fun anyway. Unfortunately, Berserk could not be with us today, so I found a replacement for him. Introduce yourself.
Hello, this is Minion. So, hello. I own all socks and rock all of them, too. And I know Photoshop, and you don't, so.
It makes him very brilliant, one would think. But anyway, so let's see here. Let me close a couple of these stupid programs here real quick. I do have a couple of news thingies I want to read. This is not one of them. Here we go. I thought this was kind of cool. Nothing really big and bad, but Hitachi's got a new robot. It's a humanoid figure thing, and they say it's the world's fastest robot or whatever. They say it's going to beat the Osimo and the Kyurio by Sony. But after looking at his picture, you can tell it's nothing like that because, you know, it's on wheels, not feet, like Osimo is. So, of course, it's going to be faster. But it's only on two wheels, so it's going to be like that, you know what that thing was called, Minion? Like the scooter?
Segway. There we go.
Yeah, the Segway.
Segway.
That thing is awesome. It's basically like that, it looks to be. It's built by experts, apparently, which, you know, doesn't baffle the mind or anything.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a picture of it on here playing the trumpet. I don't know if it's actually playing it, though. It doesn't say anything about it there. I'm getting another phone call. Hold on. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
You are on Under Fire Radio.
I better not be.
You are, though.
Yes. Okay, what would you like me to say?
I don't care. What do you want to say? You're going to be broadcast to the world.
Don't do that to me.
Oh,
I'll kick your ass.
World, this is Gumby. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
All right, Minion, I would like you to meet my girlfriend Gumby here.
Oh, hello, Gumby.
Hi.
So, we're all on Under Fire Radio now. Now we have a chick on this week. That's cool. So, we're talking about a robot right now, if you want to join in. It's by Hitachi. They say it's going to be, like, the next big thing. They say it's the world's fastest robot. But just so you know, the Osimo, which it's said to beat or whatever, that's on feet, not wheels. So, of course, this is going to be faster. So we're just complaining about Hitachi's idiocy. Or, well, I am, anyway.
Fuck. Wow.
Yeah. Just so you know, Gumby's not much of a technical person.
No.
So, yeah.
Okay, am I allowed to cuss out people, like, when
really,
they're driving bad?
If you really want to.
The ass eaters are driving bad again.
You see, we're not governed by the FTC.
Oh, you so own me. Well, good, because...
I know I don't have wrong.
Drivers make me so angry. Hang on one second. Shut up!
Okay. So, anyway, next
item. You really better not put this on the radio.
I'm going to put it on the radio, though. So, anyway.
Seriously.
Apparently, five European countries are trying to set up a terror watch team, which I thought was kind of crazy, but that's just my opinion. Basically, it's going to be police for the Internet. So, they're going to try and monitor how terrorists and criminals use the Internet and everything. Honestly, I don't think it's going to work. I don't see how it would work. How are you going to define who's a terrorist here and who's a terrorist there and, you know, just all that stuff?
Where's the turban?
What was that?
He wears a turban.
I want to talk like Jake Fernando.
That could be one way, I suppose.
He uses the word 1337.
Oh, now those are
terrorists. I'm on the McDonald's. So you better catch up.
Okay, so,
what the fuck is this conversation going on the ground?
Yeah, she has her own little I think she's at McDonald's, she said.
Yeah, look at McDonald's.
But anyway,
why is he giggling?
He's a giggler. But anyway, this is a short article, so I'll go ahead and read it real quick. The group will make recommendations on shutting down websites that break terrorism laws. The plans for the initiative came out of a meeting of the G5 interior ministers in Spain that discussed ways to tackle these threats. The five countries also agreed to make it easier to swap data about terror suspects and thefts of explosives. So, from thus far, it just seems that if you steal an explosive, you're automatically a terrorist. Well, I guess you would be a terrorist, but it looks so far that's the only qualification they have. But let's hear it. The interior ministers of Spain, Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, the G5, met in Granada this week for an anti-terrorism summit. To combat terrorism, the ministers agreed to make it easier for police forces in their respective states to share data about suspects connected to international terror groups. Information shared could also involve intelligence about money laundering, the forgery of identity papers, stolen cars, DNA data, missing persons, and unidentified corpses. Part of this anti-terrorism...
Hey, data.
Fallout Boy, Chris. I'm listening to Fallout Boy. You should be proud of me.
I am proud of you. But, how about I call you back when we're done recording?
How about... Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll be...
Okay. Sounds good. All
right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
So that was Gumby. Yes. Anyway, back to my article.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize for that, everybody. But anyway, that didn't go as I had planned. So anyway, part of this anti-terror work will involve the creation of a technical team that will keep an eye on how organized crime groups and terrorists make up the web. Many criminals have moved many well-known crimes to the web because the returns are so good and the chance of being detected is still relatively low. The group is also likely to make recommendations on shutting down websites that contravene laws on inciting acts of terror. Although the meeting of the G5 is informal and any decisions that they make are not binding, the summits do tend to set the tone for future policy decisions. So, pretty much, if they think you're a terrorist, they're going to try and shut your website down or come after you or whatever. To me, it looks like they're not really setting any definitions for the terrorist other than, you know, hey.
I had a mood swing today.
So. What was that?
Yeah, I mean, my salad was really bad, so, hey, look, there's a kid here. Yeah, let's pick him up. Yeah, that's basically what it sounds like.
Wrong button. Do you have anything that you wanted to read or whatever?
Read?
As far as news and such?
No, but if need be, I have photoshopness of the good.
All right, well, I have a couple voicemails that I can play real quick. Oh, wait, you know what? Everybody, just so you know, I have extremely good news that everybody should be ecstatic about. So, I will save that until the end of the episode. You should know exactly what I'm talking about. Minion.
Yes. Yes, I should.
Yes.
Because you are the master.
I am, it's like a star or something. Star to my heart, you know? Ha,
yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and play these two voicemails real quick. And,
okay.
We will see what is on real quick.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Yak. And I just like to say you guys are doing a good job, and I'm enjoying listening to your radio program. And I just got one question. Just kind of wondering what the 105 and 108 tests that the telco uses, what they're used for. And since frickin' Berserk is aspiring to work in a knock, I figured he'd know. So, all right, just keep it up. Bye.
About the area codes and such, I don't know Jack Squad about that, so I'm not going to answer that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to let Berserk know about the question, and next episode he will get back to you on that, hopefully, if he has an answer for you.
Oh.
So, yeah. But thank you for your praise, I believe.
Oh.
The word is. Yes, thank you for your praise. Anyway, we do have another one real quick. Let me go ahead and open that. Here we go.
I think you guys need to social engineer a list of all the talk line numbers, all the 800 talk line numbers that play that stupid recording. Okay.
Ooh, an idea for social engineering. I don't know. Again, I don't know how well you heard that. But I'll just edit it in either way. So it seems that somebody wants us to get a list of all the 1-800-TALK phone numbers, which I don't know if you've done any scanning or anything, but it's very annoying because about a third of the numbers you come across are going to be the 800-TALK things, which personally I cannot stand. I don't know why they have this much money to put out for so many 800 numbers, but they do apparently, so yeah. So, I might take them up on that and see what I can do. And we apparently only have Minion for a certain allotted amount of time left, so I'm going to go ahead and let him do some Photoshop stuff real quick.
Okay. Basically, you got Photoshop. You open up, you got all your palettes and everything. So I was trying to tell Shane what to do earlier. He got a mass buttload of UE pictures, and they're a hell to load when you're on 56K. So I told him to resize them, and he's like, no, that's a fucking buttload of pictures. So there is a way to do this automatically. It involves going to the little palette that has the history, and there's like three tabs in it. It's got history, actions, and tool presets. Click on actions. Then you click on make a new folder, and then you make your new folder, open it up, and the new folder area you can record. First, you open your image, then once you've got your image of the same type and variety of all the others, go to the little action palette, press new, then you record a new action. Once it's recording, go image size, then you half the size or put it to wherever you want, somewhere that and everything. Then you click OK. Then you go File, Save, OK. Highest quality on JPEG is what I use because it's higher quality. You go File, Close. Once you've done that, there's a little red button in the Actions palette. Still click. And you need to press the Stop button to the left of it in order to stop that action continuing to record. Then to created the action, you can go File, Automate, and then Batch. In Batch, you can select the action that you just created, whatever you named it, and then you go, then you choose your source, and it can be a folder of all the pictures, and then you can override all the out commands. There's a whole bunch of crap that if you mildly know Photoshop, you can figure it out. You go Destination, put that as folder as well, then it'll have the document name and extension for the file naming. And then you click OK, and it'll go through, and you have all your images afterwards. So, yeah, yay for that. Anything else?
I didn't really have anything planned to ask you, so So, I guess I can.
Has there been anything that's mystifying you in Photoshop?
Not really. I haven't had much time to do much Photoshop lately. Perhaps you can answer this for me, though. I understand you're also a fan of After Effects and such. So, anyway, as I'm sure you well know, I do the show series, and I have some new video, but I wanted to put, like, little commentaries down at the bottom or here and there on the screen, you know, just little text messages every now and then.
Yeah.
So, I was kind of wondering how to do that, because I can't figure that out at all.
Okay, you have After Effects, correct?
Correct.
All right, let me open it up here in a sec. All right, in After Effects, you get into it, and because After Effects is such an awesome program, I like it a lot more than Adobe Premiere, because my Adobe Premiere is fucked, so I can't preview any of the effects that I'm making or anything like that. So, After Effects has a also bunch of post-editing crap side of it that you can use, to, such as multiply the amount of time that the video takes up. And anyway, so you go composition, new composition, and you've got your video in there. Then once you have that, you go effect, and then under text, there should be, hold on, there should be a little one that has, it goes effect, text, god damn it, you stupid bitch ass hoe. There we go. Effect, text, basic text. And then you can input text. And along the keyframes, under the effect controls, you can select or unselect keyframes. And you can have it cycle through colors or do whatever by changing the values at different points in time in the movie. And you can also have it move around inside or last for a certain amount of time, then it'll be invisible. You just basically type your text, then you click OK. Then in your effect controls, it'll be in there. And then under basic text, the fill and stroke, you need to have fill over stroke. No, wait, no. You go fill only, and then the composite on original. There's a little checkbox that says composite on original. You need to select that so that it'll be over wherever it is. Then, in position, you need to hit the little timer thing, and then from there, you need to move it around in the first frame to where you want it to be. Then you take it, and then you put it, then you put the text in different places as the time goes along, and you've got, and the text will move around, and then you can just put visibility on the layer, and it'll disappear. So, or just move it off of the screen, and it'll be gone. And then you don't have the text anymore, and it's just like having text right below it. It can be a pain in the ass once you've got a bunch of subtitles and such, but that's why I use Premiere for things like this, but the basic text and After Effects.
Well, thank you. Now that I'm actually thinking back about it, last time I tried to do this, I did successfully get the text on the screen, but we were trying to... hold on. We were in the process of trying to put, like, it was like an infomercial sort of thing. Making fun of stuff. So, what we were trying to do was put, like, the guy's name, Adam Parks or something, and then, like, under that in smaller text, have, you know, Aspect 2000 user.
Yeah, and then do you want it to do special things with the text?
Oh, well, we just wanted it to, like, come and, like, fade away, but, I didn't even think of keyframes, though. I could get it to sit there the entire time the video is playing, but...
Yeah, keyframes, they would allow you to just move it around, and then it'd be done, and you'd be, yay! There we go. Okay. But, yeah, in the text effects, you can change everything around so that there's, like, text effects, then there's path text. And what path text allows you to do is move it along the little squiggly line that you just drew with the pen tool, and it'll move along, and you've got that works. But that's a little bit more complex and really difficult to explain without, like, a written cut, and I'm not really in the mood for typing a bunch at the moment. I might write it later. Not sure. Probably not.
If you However, do that, we'll host it on underfiredradio.com, and we'll put it in our article section.
Yeah, I'll have to send it to you. But as far as all that goes, I would literally suggest Windows Movie Maker. I mean, it might sound kind of noobish, but it works for what you're trying to do to it. So it works really well.
Yeah. Well, thus far we've been using Windows Movie Maker one, because I personally refuse to get Service Pack 2, and I can't.
You don't need Service Pack 2, you noob.
I'm sorry. Accessories. I can't find it anywhere.
Okay, accessories, entertainment, Windows Movie Maker. Once you have the program open, go help, and then, Windows Movie Maker on the web. Click that. Then you can download the new Windows Movie Maker. All right, but yeah, I gotta go, man. That's how you update Windows Movie Maker.
Okay.
Later.
Adios. So anyway, as we all know, that was Minion. He's gone now, so I'm going to go ahead and finish here. He says he wants shouts to juniorbach.com. The forums are kind of dying, so they need some new activity. Go there. That's jrbach.com. Go visit it. And it's a hacking website. And freaking and social engineering. And it's got all sorts of exploits and everything on there, and anarchy, and pretty much anything against the system, it seems. Minion is the graphics design artist over there, and he did a very good job, in my opinion. So, yeah, go visit that. That's jrbach.com, juniorbach.com. What else? I wanted to mention something that I found recently. I have yet to partake in this, but that's just because I, as of right now, have extreme minimal time. So, if you go to a website called meetup.com, you can meet all sorts of people in all sorts of different walks of life, but there's one that kind of pertains to us. Or, well, by us, I mean, you know, the underground elite hacksaws, or whatever you want to call us. I don't really consider myself a hacker, because, you know, I don't hack. But, I don't know, just the people who tend to run with this crowd, really. I digress. If you go to dumpsterdiving.meetup.com, you can put your zip code in, which I'm doing that for mine right now. And I keep mistyping it. I just found one that has 6 members in the next town over. Check that out. Meetup, or dumpsterdiving.meetup.com. Check that out. If you don't have one in your town, you can go ahead and start one. That's what I would do if I didn't have one here. Check it out, dumpsterdiving.meetup.com, and meet some dumpster divers. If you haven't gone dumpster diving before, and you don't know what it is, basically, you dive into dumpsters and get stuff. That's about the easiest way to explain it. Use the word to explain it, really. I don't know, there's not really much else to say about dumpster diving. It's great. It's a lot of fun. You can get some cool free shit. Can't go wrong with that, you know. Go. Visit the website. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, yes. This morning, I actually went out and did some urban exploration with one of my friends. So, that was pretty cool. I got a bunch of pictures. There's a city about 20 minutes from here called Lake Wales. That's Lake Wales, Florida. There is the Grand Hotel out there. I actually, sadly, did not do any research on it yet. But I have a website right here that I just found. It has 11 floors.
It was finished in January of 1927, the building of it. It's in Polk County. If you want to know the address, it's 115 North 1st Street in Lake Wales. The zip code is 33853. I don't know if that's of any interest to you, but hey, you know. You have it now. The Grand Hotel is the only building of any height in the citrus-growing town of Lake Wales. It was originally called the Dixie Wales Build Hotel. It opened in January 1927, a part of a Dixie Hotel chain. The building cost $500,000 to build, and it was meant to cater to tourist visit the Bock Tower and driving south to Miami along US 27. The Wales Build is now under redevelopment, with retail space on the lowest floor and possible residential on the upper floors. I don't know when they said this, but according to the pictures that I took today, any of that information about possible redevelopment of any sort is not going to happen, it looks like. Just so you know, the Bock Tower is it's a garden. So basically, it looks like the hotel was there for the garden, I guess. I don't know. But either way, it's very awesome. Me and one of my friends, who happens to be a female, went. I'll post the pictures up on that as soon as I can. I'm going to try and get that done tonight. I've been having a little bit of trouble installing the gallery software, actually. I keep getting all these runtime errors. But I should hopefully be able to fix that eventually. Until then, I'm trying to find another way, because the way we have our server set up, we can't use any sort of directories. We can't just plop a directory out there for people to view. It sucks. But, you know, that's what we have right now. So, that's what we will stick with, because it's free. What else? I don't think I really have anything else to talk about. I remember. Social engineering. We have the new offer, the new challenge, that's what it is. We have the new challenge for the 1-800-TALK, so I'll check out a few websites and such, see what I can find out about that, and then I will try and get us a list. And once I get that, I will post that on the website as well. Let's see here, I was going to do a little bit on finding a little more personal information on people. Last week we did... Or, well, I guess it wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. We had a section on getting names through lists from, like, different businesses or Whois searches and stuff like that. But let's say you've already found somebody, all right? You're going to know the area in which they live. I mean, if you don't know that, there's not really any purpose in this, really. If you used any of the methods that we gave out last episode, you're going to know the area that they live in. And unless you're an old person who's, like, allergic to fattening foods, or, well, I guess the other person is allergic to fattening foods of any sort or whatever, chances are they're going to have ordered from a pizza place. So what you could do is you could call up with their name, be like, hey, this is so-and-so. Our phone number has changed. Can you check and see what the new phone number is, or what the phone number is that you have on there? So, the unsuspecting pizza place worker will then proceed to type in the name, and will read off the phone number to you. And then you have their phone number. You could do the same thing with the address. You could say, hey, we just moved, and our phone number changed, so can you verify the address and the phone number that we have? That you have on the system there. I don't know if we've ordered any pizza here yet. So, you can get their address and their phone number that way. That's one way. Or you could call, like, your local pharmacy and do the same thing. Be like, hey, this is such and such. probably Walgreens or Eckerd / CVS, whatever they call it now, would probably be the two best places to check, because, I mean, most people have had a prescription filled somewhere, right? I mean, come on. yeah, pharmacy and pizza place. Oh, yeah, and Blockbuster. You can do the same thing with Blockbuster. That's probably the best way to get somebody's phone number and address, off the top of my head. Personal phone number and address, that is. Outside of business, because the business directory is probably going to have just different people's extensions and all that stuff. I could be wrong about that. I've never personally had access to a business directory, but it's always possible that they could have all their home phone numbers in there, too. But again, I would recommend just going and calling Pizza Hut or pharmacy or, you know, the other one I said, the Blockbuster or whatever. Call one of them and then just say, hey, this is so-and-so. Insert name there. And I moved a little while ago. And I just need to verify the phone number and address that you guys have. And you'll normally get the information there. So yeah, that's probably the best way to do it, in my opinion. If anybody else has any thoughts on that, go ahead and pop them out there, because I'm open to ideas of any sort. Well, I am out of things to talk about, with the exception of the surprise. So I think I'm going to go ahead and get to that real quick. So, we have been not discussing. I've been working on getting an Asterisk server up for quite a while now. And I've finally managed to get a computer for that. So, guess who has the Asterisk server sitting right next to him? And it's currently looking at the terminal with Asterisk running. That would be me. So, I've got Asterisk running. And as of right now, I have voicemail set up on there. I haven't had time to do much else on there yet. So, right now, you can call us at 866-739-3960. Again, that is 866-739-3960. That is a toll-free number. So, I expect to be getting a lot more voicemails from you people, and a lot more ideas on stuff, because it is toll-free now, so you shouldn't have to worry. You can call us from a freaking payphone if you really want to. Yeah, so we have Asterisk up now, and like I said, we have voicemail, so leave us one. So, you know, I did set a maximum time on the voicemails, 180 seconds, so you got a good, like, 3.5 minutes of time, or whatever that is, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, something like that. But leave us a voicemail, give us some ideas. I want to know what you guys want on the Asterisk box. I mean, I want to throw a couple services out there. I don't want it just to be, you know, a voicemail thing. I mean, I have a couple hidden agendas with it for my own purposes. But for the most part, I want this to be a community project, not really a community project, so much as just something that I can give back to the community with, I guess. Currently, I am using Newphone as the provider for VoIP. I like them so far. I mean, they gave me an 866 number, so I can't go wrong with that. Yeah, leave us a voicemail. That's all I got to really say. Again, the number is 866-739-3960. So yeah, I think I'm done. This has been a very short episode. I know it's only like 30 something minutes long, but like I said, we didn't have Berserk on here. I apologize for that. As soon as I can get in contact with him, I'll bitch at him for you, I'm sure. So yeah, see you next week, I guess. Email us at email@underfireradio.com. And give us your ideas show notes, Asterisk box ideas. If you want to send hate mail or whatever, do that. just remembered, I do have a spam project, trying to fill a Gmail box with spam. If you want, sign me up for spam at spammer.iheart@gmail.com. Sign that email address up for all the spam you want, because I'm trying to fill it up. So, yeah. Email at underfireradio.com. Wow. And 866-739-3960. Call us. Later.